Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is a podcast from BBC Studios, the commercial subsidiary of the BBC. You're listening to Season 3 of the TalentWorks podcast, an interview series with digital talent brought to you by Helen O'Donnell and me, Brona Monaghan. Each week, Helen and I speak to the best in the business when it comes to digital talent. Here at BBC Studios, it's our job to discover and nurture the next generation of talent who've built their audiences online and are evolving and innovating the media landscape as we know it. Becky James created the comedy YouTube channel Bambino Becky as a way for her to explore her passion for presenting. Having always been obsessed with the online world, she knew that YouTube was an incredible vehicle to strengthen her network and build a future for herself as an entertainer. Her rise in popularity on YouTube came from various credits, the most important being from internet megastar KSI, who simply tweeted that he thought she was funny, but included the all-important tag. After the shout-out, Becky's channel shot up from 30,000 to 100,000 overnight. This online platform gave her the boost to be able to move to London, get signed by a talent management company, and of course attend the TalentWorks retreat in collaboration with the BBC Writers' Room, where this interview was recorded. Enjoy. Hi Becky, thanks for joining us in the studio today.
I'm excited.
We're recording this in the middle of nowhere in Kent. The sun has just set, and we've just finished day two of the BBC Writers Room retreat with BBC TalentWorks.
Yes, and what can I say that is the biggest bed I've ever sat on, I think. These beds are insane.
We're looking after you.
Yes, 100%.
No expense spared. So Becky, we just want to chat a little bit more about you and your career on YouTube, and then also we're going to touch on the retreat. But I just want to start with, when did you first become interested in a career in entertainment?
Okay, this is interesting actually, because in school and like when I was younger, I was the shyest person. Like stuff like this would scare me so much, I would never be able to do it. So I would literally go home and bless her soul, my sister, I would make her sit down and just like watch me like entertain and like do everything. I used to put on like talent shows for myself. I was so like go home and be like this absolute...
What were your talents?
It wasn't never a talent. Like back then it was to me. I thought I could sing, I thought I could dance, all this stuff. I couldn't. So I used to do stuff like that. And then I found YouTube and I was like, oh, get me on board. So I started uploading. Like I remember I started filming things on like family holidays. So I'd film the holiday. And I remember so clearly we went to Florida and I used the family video camera and overwrote all the footage. So the whole trip didn't exist.
Because this is much more important.
Yes. And I was like, oh, sorry. It was literally me doing a room tour before YouTube was even like doing room tours. So it was mad. Anyway, so I used to do stuff like that. And that's how I got into wanting to entertain. I was always just behind the camera filming. Used to do parodies, used to do music videos, all things like that. Not me singing, to other people's songs and things. And then I started this channel when I was about, I think I must have been about 17. Mm-hmm. And that's when I was really like, oh, I really like doing this. And it got to the point where I was like, I couldn't think of a time where I wasn't doing it. So to like not upload for like a little while would be weird for me, which is interesting. So yeah, I just wanted to entertain people and yeah, to see that is really exciting.
And how do you think the sort of creator landscape has changed? Because you obviously reference people like Zoe Sugg and Tanya Burr in your videos. And obviously they were big names.
They still are.
But I just wanted to get your perspective. And how do you think a big creator has changed? Is there a certain type of creator that's a bit bigger now or more popular?
Yeah. Okay, so that like... it's completely flipped on its head. It's actually ridiculous. I feel like they've had their time now, so they're just enjoying the aftermath of it all, bless them, as you would. But I feel like now YouTube is so much more like TV. Like it's literally like so high produced, like all the like productions and like the teams that go into like just one video. And back in the day, Zoella would just show us what's in her bag. And that was the biggest thing on YouTube. So I think now you've got to be so on it and so like fast-paced, entertaining, because slow things and like stuff like that. It doesn't really, it's not the forefront of YouTube anymore. It's just a lot more exciting, which is good, but it's also terrifying.
Yeah, so do you find there's pressure with that?
Yeah, but I also love it because then it's like a challenge, isn't it? You gotta constantly entertain people. And you, like, my biggest thing is, why should someone click my video instead of someone else's? Like, so I try and make sure that they're clicking mine. Sometimes it doesn't work, but yeah, you just gotta put your everything into it, and you can tell, you can.
Yeah, because you kind of touched on that a bit earlier in one of the sessions that we did. We were kind of formulating the concept of a documentary.
Yes.
And you were talking about how YouTube can seem like a platform that's only for someone who's privileged.
Yeah.
Someone who has money, can buy equipment. But really, you are an example of someone that it's been through your own merit. There is an element of hard work. It's not just going to...
Yeah.
It's like alchemy of luck. Consistency.
Yeah, you gotta be in the right place at the right time always. It's so scary. Like, hard work is what you put in, you will get out, but then there's also luck as well. Like, I've been very lucky with like how I've managed to do it, but yeah, it's definitely down to hard work and just not even focusing on equipment and things. You've just gotta like know. It's such an interesting concept, because you've got to just know what people want, which, when you flip it back, it's what you want, really. So I always think, would I watch this?
Mm-hmm.
So
if somebody hadn't seen your videos, what are they? What, in your words, explain what they are.
Right, well, we've had to introduce ourselves to every guest who's come in yeah. on this retreat. And I've just always been like,
YouTube.
I do YouTube, and I try and make people laugh. Sometimes it works. No, I would say that my content flipped on its head completely when I realised it wasn't working, and I was just like trying to conform to all the basics back in the day. And I was like, I just want to do something crazy. So now I feel like every video I do is a bit different. And I've got a series where I take like trending topics and just take the mic and put them out of context. So it seems like news, but it's not, because it's not real. It's funny, hopefully. And then just stupid videos. And wait, what? Go back to your question.
No, it's just if somebody hadn't seen your channel, like what categorizes Becky video?
Yeah, it's literally just madness. Like anything that comes into my head, which is good. Because I always think like the way to make YouTube like successful, you do like two videos for them, your audience, which you know they're going to like, and then one video for you, just so that you stay sane. I think I heard Jackmate said that. But yeah, so the one video for you can be absolutely anything, and your audience is going to watch it because it's you. And then the other two would be like, thumbnail, everything perfect, and you'd know it would do well. So
nice.
Yeah.
And you mentioned there a little earlier about this element of luck. So
tell
us, what was your big break on YouTube?
Oh, it's the weirdest thing. Like, when I think back, I'm like, did that happen? So bizarre. So I remember I was just waitressing every day, minimum wage. I hated it, but I loved the people. So yeah, shout out. I remember I was literally walking my dog, and I was like, I can't do this anymore. I was getting texts from my bank being like, you are in your overdraft again, what are you doing? And I was like, well, YouTube isn't paying. Because I used to just come home from work, and this was when I was putting off shifts to do YouTube, when I had like 5k, mm-hmm. and I wasn't getting any money from it, nothing at all. So I was like, well, I'm gonna have to give it, like I said, I think I said I'll give it 2 weeks, and I'll see if it happens, then I'm gonna carry on, but if it doesn't, then I'm just gonna not stop, but maybe upload like once a month.
Sand.
Yeah, so not like going like start looking for a job, because I was just waitressing to pass the time, really. So then that night I went into work, and we had this like little cupboard where we used to put our phones in, and I was always like, oh, let's have a quick look, you know. And it was so busy and so hectic, and I was like, I'm just gonna see if anything's on my phone. And there was a message from True Geordie, and it literally said, I swear the words were like, just seen your stuff. You've got everything it takes to go all the way. Keep going. And I was like, okay. Because I told one of my friends that I was thinking of like just slowing down with YouTube and stuff. And I was like, oh, they obviously, it's a fake account, and they're just taking a piss. But no, it was him. And then we spoke for a little bit, and he was like, you need to do this, you need to do that. Like, just trying to help me out, which is amazing. And so that's when I flipped my content, because I was telling you yesterday, it all happened at the same time. It was like the weirdest like month of my life. So that happened. And then I was filming another video. It was around the same time, which I wasn't very interested in. And I was like, okay, I will just sit on the bed for a little bit until I get some inspiration to stand up and film some video that I'm not interested in. but I'm going to try and do it. And as I stood up, the weirdest thing, stood up, went to record, and an earthquake hit Wales. I don't know if you remember that.
No, this is like the best story.
I know, it's ridiculous.
This is the second time in the telling, and I'm still wondering what happened.
I know. So I was like, oh God, terrified. And as I do, straight away, if something stupid happens to me, I'm like, oh, put that on Twitter. I was like, oh, an earthquake hit Wales. Well, that got on like all the news. It was on BBC, okay? ITV News, Sky News, online, Facebook, everything. And I was on the radio, I was filming like 3 radio shows, and I was like, what is going on? So then I was like, I could make such a good video out of this. So I got my sister to like follow me around the town, just being like, we will rebuild and stuff like that, when obviously there was nothing wrong. And just like stupid stuff. And Kate was like, my sister was like, this is really funny. You should start doing like stories and like actually plan your videos. And I was like, oh, interesting. So then the next time, like it was a week later, A Beast from the East, was that what it was called? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That happened, and I was like, let's go. Natural disasters, let's go. So it was just videos like that, and that's when True Geordie was like, well, it's really blurry, because I swear the earthquake is how he found me. So it was a bit like, it was that time. It was around the same, like, 2 weeks. So that was when I started making the videos I do now, and I enjoy it so much more, because back in the day, it was just something I had to do. But now it's like, oh, what can I do that's exciting? So that happened for a while, and then I went and did a video with True Geordie, which was amazing. He was the nicest guy ever, still is.
Was that on his podcast?
It wasn't his podcast. It was we did an advice video.
Okay.
So yeah. I just came in and I give the worst advice, and it was so fun. And yeah, he really helped me out then. He's still really, really lovely to me, so which is nice. And then months and months went by, and I was back to like, okay, still waitressing, but still it was getting bigger, and I was like, this is exciting. And I think I was on about 20K. And I woke up and it was about 8 o'clock in the morning. And my friend was like, check Twitter now. And I was like, oh God. Puts the
what
fear into
what natural disaster happened now?
I was like, oh, check the window. Oh no.
A flood.
I need something. I was like, oh God. Because it's weird, because I always feel a bit like down before something exciting happens. As if I can like kind of.
You can feel it.
That's so Raven kind of thing now. And I looked and it was KSI tweeted like, well, I was just like, what? It said, just found my favourite female YouTuber, and it was my name and then my friend Ellen O'Neill, who is amazing. And she texted me, and she's like, how do we reply? We were sat thinking of
how do we capitalise
like
on this moment?
Hours. Yeah. So I went back to bed for about an hour, because I was like, I can't comprehend this. I'm sleeping. So I went back to bed, woke up, and I thought it was some kind of weird dream, but it wasn't. And I went into my sister's room, and she was like, whoa, looked at the subscriber count, and it wasn't just like moving slow, it was like rolling. You couldn't stop the numbers like to see what it said. I was just like, oh my God. And that didn't stop for about 2 days, just from a tweet, not even a link or anything, which is, I don't even understand that. I still don't. So then I got, that's when I moved to London. Mm-hmm. I got a phone call from my friend Callum, who was like, do you want to move to London? And I was like, okay, may as well. It's the best time to do it. My dad was like, if you're not going to do it now, you're never going to go. So I was like, right, time to go. And off I went. And that's literally what I'm doing now. So,
and yeah. Why London? Is it because that is where most big YouTube creators are, and it's a sort of a collaboration opportunity, or what's the objective?
So I always wondered, I was like, you can do YouTube anywhere. Why would you move to London? That's so weird, because it's just expensive. But it's just literally because you are neighbours with so many YouTubers, and well, everybody, like as soon as I moved there, the opportunities just came like flooding in. It was insane. Like, it's not a day where I've not done anything. Like, I've not had a day off since I moved up there, which is amazing. Like, people see you've moved up there, and brands, everything, like stuff like this, will get in touch with you. And I don't know, it's just so exciting, because you're a tube stop away from just like a job, which is amazing. And collaborating with YouTubers is literally the way to get bigger, and that's how I did, obviously, without even, it was shout outs, but yeah, like just doing videos with people I've looked up to for ages is weird, but it's so exciting. But that's why people move to London, because it's like the center of it all.
And what's the time scale on this happening?
A year.
It's great.
And then a week. Yeah, it's so bizarre.
It's, I mean, I do often wonder, is there a place for almost a YouTube guild or something, you know, people who have these huge channels and kind of the responsibility that they play for emerging creators.
Scary.
Because I guess YouTube is a platform, you do have a trending feed and that may kind of shine a light on someone,
yeah.
But really it's sort of those bigger creators, they're kind of the critics.
Oh,
and,
massively,
and
the people will listen to them, anything they say, they're like, oh my god, yeah. So, and the fact it was KSI who's got the biggest like male audience ever, they were all just like, well, if she, and this is the thing, so people, it's like a stigma that girls aren't funny, right? So when KSI tweeted that, all the lads were like, oh, she must be funny then, because KSI said she is. So that worked in my favour, massively. So yeah, that really did well, because now my audience is 80% male, which is kind of mad as well, like I was saying. But yeah, mad.
And I think that's quite an interesting point. Did you feel that there were no funny females that you looked up to on YouTube?
Honestly, yeah. There was the only person I knew of was Liza Koshy. Do you know her?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was the one. Like, in fact, I'm not proud to say it, but back in the day, you literally used to copy every video she did because I was so like, oh my god, I was in awe of her. And then I saw Elle Mills as well, and that was like the only ones. And I think Emma Chamberlain was just getting big at the same time. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, especially in the UK, nobody. But now it's starting to slowly, like Chicken Shop Date. Yeah. Amazing.
Amelia,
yes. Honestly, from the top of my head, it's hard to think, isn't it? Like, I remember Emma Blackery. Do you know her?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was also a big influence to me. And she tweeted the other day, we all need to stop sleeping on Bambino Becky. And I was like, Why is assimilation just glitching every day? Like, I can't understand it anymore. It's so bizarre.
I mean, I guess it's my perspective is that in the US, they're always kind of 5 years ahead of us, and a lot of creators in the US, the objective is to be big entertainment stars. In the UK, I think probably the objective for some people on YouTube is to do maybe brand collaborations, and that's kind of what funds their careers. And generalizing, but most female creators, then they do fashion or beauty content. And so it's so exciting for us now to see more diverse offerings on YouTube, and that it's not just a platform that's catering for ad campaigns.
Exactly. Like, I've just started a duo channel with my friend Chi, who literally the weirdest way we met in the weirdest way she did like her videos are probably the funniest thing on YouTube at the minute. I swear, like, I'm not just saying like she's my friend, but she's hysterical. You need to check. You've seen them, haven't you?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So again, if somebody hasn't seen them, describe what they are.
You can't.
They're bonkers, actually.
She's a green screen, basically, and she just puts herself into every situation that's ever been popular, and it is the most genius thing. And she, the best thing to me about it is she doesn't realize that it's good. She's like, how did that do well? Like, she did Dua Lipa dancing for a minute, got a million views.
And she's done Love Island, hasn't she?
Oh my god!
Sort of does things that are like
the impressions are insane, absolutely insane. And so we met because she did a video called "What YouTubers Would Be If They Were Crisps." I was a square, so that was exciting. And so I messaged her after that, and I was like, "You're really funny." And she was like, "Oh, thanks." And I just saw myself in her, which is like we literally just are the same person. It's so weird. Like, if you look back at our old videos, they're exactly the same. Like when we were like in school, weird. And so she came and stayed with me, and we hit 100K on the same day, which was really unheard of.
Serendipity.
Yeah, isn't that so bizarre? And we were just like, what is going on? So we've been like best friends ever since. And we started a duo channel mainly because we know that like there's not many girls who are doing it, and especially not like many girl duos at all. I think there's Rose and Rosie. Mm-hmm. They're cool. And we were just like, we need to do something, because every place we go, everyone's like, oh, there's nobody doing what you're doing. And it's like, well, we need to jump on it now.
Yeah.
And it's so much fun, like, just to have a laugh with your mate and it to be something different, which, you know what I mean?
But that's so exciting. So exciting. I think you've been quite...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Fearless in a way, like you're going after something that isn't there.
Yeah.
And that is kind of the road to success. You kind of have to be there before anybody else is.
Before anyone else, yeah.
So you were just talking about talent that inspired you on the platform.
Yeah.
What talent inspired you off YouTube?
Okay, so main inspiration, you can probably tell from my videos, because I include him in every single one, is Chris Lilley. Absolutely adore him. I think he's the funniest thing in the world. Like, I remember my friend, I didn't even know him for that long. It was about, probably found him like 2 years ago. And I remember my friend on holiday was like, oh, you need to watch Summer Heights High. And I was like, what? And I watched it and I was like belly laughing. And I don't do that. I was just like, what on earth? Like, it was amazing. Like, that's my humour to a T. And then I've got a series called What Time to Be Alive, which is completely inspired by Harry Hill's TV Burp, which is what I spoke about earlier. And I just find him so funny as well. I remember watching that with my family being like, oh my god, imagine being like that funny. It was just so exciting to see someone like make everyone in the room laugh. I was like, I wonder how that is. So yeah, it was really like intriguing to me to be able to do that. Yeah.
And so to touch on the retreat, So we're here on a writer's retreat for Unscripted Talent. What was your kind of, what did you feel about it before coming here? What did you think was going to happen?
Well, I was like looking into it and I was like, I have no idea, but I'm very excited. You know, it was that kind of thing where I was very, very, very nervous because like doing things on my own to me is terrifying. You can probably tell, like when we go around in a circle and like speak, oh my God, like to me, my heart is beating, but it is fun. And like everyone here is like such a laugh, so it's lovely. But when I first saw the email about it and like when we had a phone call, yes, I was like, do you know what? I would love to get, because there's nowhere where you can learn stuff like this, really. You just got to like go out and do it. So like to actually be in a place where you can learn it all is so, so nice. Yeah. So what's the word? There's a word for it. Helpful.
Helpful.
Yeah.
There we are. Brilliant.
And has there been any takeaways so far? I know we're only at the end of day
110%.
Two.
110%. Literally, like I've been texting Chi, like we need to do this video, we need to do that. Like the, the one up in each other.
Yeah.
So yeah, basically we watched like comedians and how they write. And there was obviously when they were trying to one up each other. And then I thought, what a great YouTube video. And just like the shows we've been shown and like, the people that have come in to talk to us I've taken away so much from it. Like all my notes are so helpful because you can apply it to, obviously everyone here does something different. So you can apply it to every single person and that's so interesting. So, yeah.
And what's been your perspective of the TV industry? Is it something that appeals to you? Has that been a goal of yours to get into TV?
Well, I've always loved like doing presenting because I've done that a few times, but not anything big. And like, I've always loved it because it's so like, to be in, I know it sounds such a vain thing to say, but like to see all the, like being in front of the camera and seeing all the, how it works and everything is so interesting to me. And like, I feel like that's where I'm most like at home is to present. But, because that's what YouTube is at the end of the day. Like my friend wants to go into stand up, which is perfect for her. Mm-hmm. But I feel like that wouldn't suit me. So yeah, that's why I wanted to get into regarding TV. So.
And obviously, you're from Wales, if our listeners cannot tell. Do you think there's enough regional voices in mainstream media?
Right. So I literally know three other Welsh YouTubers. Mm-hmm. Or two.
Are you the third?
I'm the third. There's three of us. So it's me, Ben Phillips, you know him? And Click for Taz. Do you know her?
Yes.
Amazing. Yes. She is the sweetest person in the world. Amazing. Mm-hmm. She's just hit a million. And you would never be able to, if she walked in here right now, she'd be the most humble person you'll ever meet in your life. It's amazing. I definitely think that because I feel like, I don't know whether it's because a lot of, something to do with the accents and stuff, like with like Scottish people as well. And there's not many like Irish YouTubers. And there's like Adam B. Mm-hmm. I know him. But yeah, there's not much like reach out. And I don't know whether it's because people think, oh, you have to be in London. It's very unattainable. Like, oh, I'm from Swansea. Like, I can't be like the next Sidemen, you know? Like, I don't know. It's a very weird thing. And I think it's, for me, it's helped me a lot because everyone's like, oh, like, oh, she's Welsh. That's so amazing. Like, flying the flag for Wales. And I'm like, well, why? Why am I doing that? Why is everybody else? Yeah, it's really interesting.
Because I always wonder, is there a case for sort of, there's a YouTube space in London, but whether, because, I mean, I imagine that YouTube will be the platform that our next generation of talent will all come from, and whether there should be a YouTube space in Belfast and a YouTube space
in Cardiff, YouTube space. Yeah, yeah.
Because it just gives people, it gives them a hub to create content, to get practice, because people aren't entering into mainstream media in as traditional ways as they have done previously. I just wonder if you'd maybe had a YouTube Cardiff, would that have been a benefit?
Of course it would have, because like I said, the way forward on YouTube is collabing with people and like finding someone to take you under their wing almost. Like, it's just not because, oh, you're not talented. Like, they find you because they think you're talented and they want to show people, which is amazing. But like, to have a place in your hometown or like country where you could go and like meet so many people and collab with them, and it would just cause it to grow so much quicker. And like, just to be, honestly, to be with like-minded people, your like creativity is just insane straight away. It's so much better. Because like, when I used to be in school doing YouTube, I was like, oh God, this is so bad. Everyone thinks I'm weird. But now it's the cool thing to do, so.
Yeah, I think it's like very quickly you can build a body of work.
Yeah.
And really that body of work can be good, bad or indifferent, but it is work.
It's
nonetheless.
Work, of course it is, yeah.
And you will naturally get better if you sort of stick at it.
Yeah.
You will improve. And it's just being able to have that body of work that you haven't waited to get commissioned. You've just gone and done it yourself.
That's the thing, like we literally, because when I've talked to you guys, the amount of time that shows take to be commissioned and everything, the most frustrating thing in the world. Like, and to be able to add clips into your stuff, you've got to go through all this process. Me, I'm just drag, drop, upload. Like, we're our own producers, editors, everything. And I think that's so exciting because you can literally tell if someone has got, like, a knack for it because of how interested, firstly, and how, like, excited they are by what they're doing. Yeah, it's just it's very exciting times. I definitely think a lot of talent's going to come from it.
And so what have been sort of like the highlights of your YouTube career so far? We're kind of near the end of 2019. What's been a highlight this year and what are you looking forward to next year?
Oh my God, don't, because I will cry now. Honestly, no. I think it's because it's kind of like, what's it called when you kind of think something into happening and then it does and it's really weird?
Like Noel Edmonds.
Manifest. It's intention and manifestation.
There's a book called The Secret that it's all about, like,
I'm so into
like
it.
Sort of imagine it in your head and it'll happen.
Oh, it's there's a word for it as well.
Dreaming?
Imagination. Dreaming.
No, oh my God, what is it called?
I don't know.
Shall I Google it?
Yeah, what is that? I'll quickly do that.
So what is it? Think in your head and then it happens.
Yeah.
We're doing a live Google, people.
Oh my God, what is that? Oh my God, I'm so frustrated that I can't remember. Oh no!
No, visualization. Do you know what? Oh yeah, but no. I'm getting some weird things on Google.
It's probably one of them.
How do I stop thinking in my head?
Okay, tell me. I'm joking. No, come on. I will get it. You can edit this.
You do this all the time in your videos.
What? When I'm like, what's that word? I'm so bad.
There's one where you and Chi, and she's like, "How would you describe me?" And you're like, she's like, "Talented." Funny. Oh, then you're like, unique.
Yeah, unique. I'm just gonna say manifest or something like
that.
Yeah, I think it's manifest. Yeah, there was a term, and I will, like, tomorrow I'll just shout it at you and be like, oh my God, I remember. Yeah, so, right, what was the topic? Because we've completely gone off.
What's been your highlights this year?
Summer in the City. Mm-hmm. Wow.
What is Summer in the City?
So it's a YouTube event, and I've been going since 2015. And I went as a viewer, queued to meet Riyadh.
I love that. He was one of the other creators
weekend. Yeah, so, so bizarre. Because, like, I've seen that event and when I got there, I was so excited. I was so young and like, oh my God, this is the best thing ever. And I never thought that I'd be on the lineup or like even...
The queue would be the other way around.
Exactly. Like, I was stood in the exact same place I was queuing to meet people a couple of years ago, but there was a queue to meet me. And I was like, this is... stuff like that you just can't get your head around. And then I've always like thought in my head that, oh, I'll do Summer in the City main stage, which is like at the end of the event, there's a massive main stage with a big like crowd, and then everybody goes in there at the end. And I've always been like, oh, I just feel like I'll do that one day, I will. And then I got the phone call being like, oh, do you mind if you and Chi could just fill in 15 minutes on the main stage? I was like, shut up. So we just went on and we were just like, all right, let's go. And it was honestly like, that was a massive highlight. Because to me, it was just like, oh, I've done everything now. Yeah. Like, there's nothing left. I'm just like, what? So now I need to like work on something else, because otherwise I'm going to go mad. But yeah, it's just stuff like that. Just to envision, like, see something in your head and then it actually happen. Yeah. It's like insane. It's so exciting. Yeah.
Where would you like your channel to go next year? Is there a, because I know you've started interviewing celebrities.
Yes.
Is that something you want to do more
of? I would love to. Like, we had Amy Hart the other day on Me and Chi's channel, and she is so funny. So funny. And just like, we just sat like this and just chatted, and just like to learn about people like that is so exciting. And yeah, I would love to just maybe make like a funny thing.
From Love Island.
Oh, the lady that got that left.
Yes.
Heartbroken.
Oh. Yeah.
Curtis.
Yeah. I'm going to read from my phone because.
Oh my God, we said that to her. Not because it's not coming from the heart, because it is. So funny.
Who would be your dream guest?
Chris Lilley or Tanya Burr.
Oh God. Oh.
And I don't know how I'd handle either, both of them. Because Tanya probably thinks I hate her, which I don't. It's just a public announcement. I think she's so funny, and that's why I put her in my videos, because she's easy comedy. She doesn't know she's funny, and that's my favourite type of person. And then Chris Lilley, I would just have to just watch him.
Would you want Chris Lilley or would you want Mr. G?
Mr. G, 100%. Okay. Yeah.
My drama classroom is my haven. It's where I come alive.
Welcome to Mr. G's room, G's room, G's room. Welcome to Mr. G's room, come inside.
Most of the time it's just chill out with beanbags, pillows, cushions, that sort of thing.
And take your shoes off and find a spot on the floor.
And do you feel, because a larger creator has called you out, that you now feel like you have to be on the lookout for people with smaller followings?
So the weirdest thing happened the other day, because I don't know if this is going to sound so like modest, whatever, but like, I don't think I'm a big YouTuber. Like, every time I meet like someone who's even got less than me, which is, numbers don't matter, but like more established, whatever. So I'll meet people at like events and I'll be like, oh my God, like walk away like, wow, I've watched that person for so long. And then, but they'll come up to me being like, oh, you're Becky. And it's just like, what? So, so when I'm like looking for, I always like looking for like smaller people to be like, oh, I found that person. There was a guy the other day and he was on a live stream, like one of my live streams, and he was like, oh, I'm really close to like, I think it was like 500 subscribers or something. His name's That Guy Jamie, and he's so like, oh, you know, he just wants someone to do well. So I clicked on his YouTube. I was like, oh, I'll have a look. And then I was like, oh, I just said in the live stream, oh, everyone go and subscribe to that guy Jamie there. And he hit like 1K in like the next week, and I was like, wow. And obviously that's just like a little jump up, but when you're like smaller and a lot younger, that to you is like, oh my God, that's so exciting. And so I was like, wow. That was like from a live stream. So yeah, I would love to just, if I got bigger, but I feel like I could do it now, maybe like just find smaller people, because I know how much it helps.
Yeah,
it really does. So yeah.
Well, thanks so much for chatting to us, Becky.
Pleasure.
For anyone that doesn't follow you, where can they find you?
Okay, so my name's Bambino Becky on everything. Don't ask. Made it when I was young. Just Bambino Becky on everything. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Cool. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the TalentWorks podcast. For more interviews like these, click the subscribe button and you'll be notified when our next conversation goes live. Or you can follow us on Instagram at BBC Studios TalentWorks. See you next time.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.